This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
I'm going to talk to you today about something I've never spoken before about, but I thought it would be cool because a lot of you want to learn how to speak, and I don't want to take an advantageous position of, I've done this speech a million times, I do 200 speeches a year, and you're like, how the hell did he do that? So I'm going to talk about something I've never talked about, which is a quantum mindset. And the reason I chose to speak about a quantum mindset is one of the greatest challenges about frequencies in neighborhoods is that a lot of times you may think that everyone understands what you're talking about, and yet hardly anyone may have actually understood anything that you talked about. Now, in a marketing strategy, one in which I've utilized and I learned from Albert Einstein, someone who I study almost every day, believe it or not, Einstein had his own branding and marketing strategy. And it must have worked because, in my opinion, next to Jesus Christ, who's the most well-known brand in the world. Yeah. Unfortunately, though, I don't think Jesus Christ has the most consistent brand in the world. Because if I ask each of us what Jesus means to you, it's gonna really mean completely different things. And so that's not great branding. You want branding to be like, hey, if I say genius, you guys say surprise. And the same answer is in Kenya, it's in Saudi. I've been all over the world. And when I say Einstein, people think genius. When I say Jesus, there's a whole bunch of different answers. But he has the biggest brand, and I respect that. And if I could achieve anything close to either one of them, I'd be super satisfied because I probably knew how to monetize it better than they did. But under the context of marketing and branding, Einstein was a genius because his philosophy was, if I can make them say, huh, and then take them through a journey to say, wow, then they're gonna feel a certain way. And if I make them feel that way, they'll always remember, remind themselves, and recollect themselves with what I taught. And so that's gonna be my strategy today as a speaker, just to teach you a quick lesson, is I'm going to start out with, huh? And hopefully in the next whatever amount of minutes they've given me, 31 minutes and 25 seconds, take you to wow. And so to start off to say I'm going to talk about a quantum mindset, that should initially create a question in your head like, huh? That's normally what people talk about? No, it's not. And so I believe the quantum mindset is how we are transparent, we create acceptance and growth in our life. That's why I came up with it. It's aligned with TAG Talks. And the first understanding of the quantum mindset is nothing is more annoying to yourself and to others than the quantum mindset. And I'll tell you why. The quantum mindset requires two things, and they are the two most annoying things to self and to our children and to our friends and to our coaching clients and to audiences. They're really annoying. And in order to have the quantum mindset, you have to tell the truth. And you have to start by telling the truth to yourself into other people. And the truth is an annoying son of a bitch. We hate the truth. Why? Because the truth evokes fear. Fear evokes the reaction to fear. The reaction to fear interferes with our intelligence, our higher intelligence called intuition, and the highest intelligence called inspiration, which is why someone said, when I said Jesus Christ, they said, come on. You're damn right. Come on. Exactly. That's the highest intelligence, inspiration. And so when we're looking at the quantum intelligence, we, number one, have to be so annoying because we have to be honest with ourselves and know our essence. We have to be transparent. We have to tell everybody in front of everyone saying, hey, I wasn't the best husband in the world. I went to jail, or I lost over $100 million, or I was a cheater, a liar, manipulator, overseller, back-end seller. Whatever you are, you have to be transitioned. And believe it or not, it'll resonate with people because one of those things that you are, so are they. They may not be honest with themselves. They may be judgmental. They may project their fear onto you, their reaction to fear onto you via hate, attacks, judgments, and conditions, but that's okay. Because I know who I am, I'm honest with myself. I am human, but I know what I'm a part of, perfection. I am human, but I'm a part of perfection. And that's why being transparent is so important. Now, the second thing I'm going to teach in this, what's quantum mindset that's annoying, is actually way more annoying than the truth, especially if you're a parent. And I know we're blessed to have a couple kids here today with their parents, so don't shake your head too much when they're right next to you. But in order to have a quantum mindset, you have to be repetitive. You have to say the goddamn same thing again and again and again and again. We all love that from our parents, especially. You have to be honest and repetitive? How annoying is that? But if you want to utilize your human nature in a world of perfection, you're going to have to be honest with yourself and others, and you're going to have to be repetitive. Every time you repeat something, you're learning. Every time you repeat something, you're finding the light, the love, and the lessons in it. Every time that you repeat something, you're peeling away interference so that you have a greater clarity or awareness. You're increasing your vibration or frequency, notating that you can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than you. And you're doing it for others as well. Unfortunately, the reaction to this is fear and annoyance. And so I want you to know the quantum mindset that I'm going to teach you today is annoying. And if you're willing to be annoying to yourself and to others, you will not only be transparent, but you will learn acceptance and you will grow at an accelerated, aggregated, compounding frequency or the outcomes that you want. That is amazing. So I find that I used to tell people first when I was young, I want to be the world's most interesting man. I wanted to be on that commercial. The world's most interesting man, David Meltzer, CEO of this, CEO of that, this award, that award, number one this, number one that. And then I created radical humility in my life when I realized I don't know what I don't know. And I started branding myself the world's most interested man. Right? I'm more interested than anyone. Now, I'm not sure how the brand's going to go, but it's going to be something like this. The world's most annoying man. In other words, I'm the most honest and repetitive person you've ever met. Consistent, persistent, in the pursuit of the systems that create my potential every single day. So annoying to himself and to others, you won't be able to stand him, but you can't understand why you want to be with him. Sounds good. Okay, I got a new brand. In that context, let's start teaching. The number one thing that we have to understand in the quantum mindset is there's three mindsets. There's the conscious mindset, there's the subconscious mindset, and there's the unconscious, the quantum mindset. Now think of the mind not as the brain. This is why we have words like remind. Why would there be a word named remind if there is something bigger, if there wasn't something bigger to remind with? So the best way that I can describe the mind is that it is this thing that the omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, all data in the world, some people have called it the Akashic Records, if you may have an infinite record of everything for everyone. Well, the mind is what the all-knowing, all-powerful, omniscient streams to. That's what it streams to, your mind. Constantly. It's unbelievable bandwidth, unbelievable speed. It's infinite speed and bandwidth. And it's hard for human beings that are limited in so many capacities, especially at the conscious mind level, to understand. But I want you to think about you as a mind that is reminding and you're streaming at all times. And we want to figure out what we're doing to buffer that, to interfere with it, to disconnect from it. And so the conscious mind, it's limited by one thing, 24 hours. See, most people thought I was gonna say your embodiment. No, conscious exists everywhere, and the conscious mind is a mind. It's streaming constantly, but it has a problem. It's limited in its capacity to receive the stream from the all-knowing, all-powerful, the inspiration, the higher intelligence that we're always part streaming from. So understanding that the conscious mind in this quantum mindset is only limited by 24 hours will help you, because it will help you be annoying. It'll help you tell the truth within the 24 hours the best that you can, and identify when we're not truthful with ourselves and others, and to understand why we need to be repetitive. The conscious mind is limited by 24 hours and streaming at all times. And when I say that, that's why we need to practice things every day. And in a quantum sense, a metaphysical, physical, and quantum sense, that we have to be repetitive, because that's the only input that we have that eventually gets to the subconscious in our quantum being. That the farther you go along on these minds, the easier things are, because the subconscious mind has neural pathways, the quantum mind has DNA, it has a code. And so it's hard coded, you just get everything automatically, it's easy, and we have to figure out the dis-easy of all of it. So why do we wanna be annoying? Because the conscious mind is limited by 24 hours, therefore, we now look at the activities that we wanna be annoying with every single day, and we wanna create non-negotiables in that, so every single day we get the exponentiality, the acceleration and growth that we're looking for, the expansion that's aligned with the universe expanding, because that's the only way we can reach infinite, is to keep expanding in its limited capacity.